USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden called on Afghans to fight for their country as Taliban forces continue to gain territory in that nation. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Biden said that he doesn't regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from the country, a move that's on track to be completed by the end of the month. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby echoed the president's statement, telling Fox News that the battle will ultimately come down to leadership in Afghanistan to make the difference.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Tuesday with a 69-30 vote. 19 Republicans joined all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. The chamber then shifted to focus on a $3.5 trillion budget resolution that contains the rest of President Biden's priorities laid out in the American Families Plan. But Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott tells Fox News that the focus should be on growing the economy and lowering taxes before any further spending is discussed.
I don't support wasting money. None. It's your money. Somebody's going to pay for this. So if there's a quarter of that's wasted money, I'm not going to do it. I mean, so let's do what we should do. Do roads, bridges, airports, and seaports. Do it when we can pay for it. That's what I did. You can do it. Why don't we start by focusing on how do you grow the economy, cut people's taxes, make sure this is the best place to get a job in the world. Your revenues will grow. That's what we did in Florida. We added 1.7 million jobs. They're not doing that here. They're making it harder for families, poor families. Everybody's going to make it. This is going to make it harder on them.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United Nations released its report on climate change Monday, but some dispute its conclusions. Lance Pry explains.
The United Nations is reporting global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control, warning the world is already certain to face further climate disruptions for decades. Former Communications Director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under President George W. Bush, Mark Morano, tells Fox News the UN report is not based on science, but science institutional theories.
This is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years, and it's essentially, you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions, and this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone, to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Hall of Fame goalie Tony Esposito has died. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing his passing on Tuesday following a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. Esposito played nearly all of his 16-year NHL career with the Blackhawks, winning the Stanley Cup in 1969. The Vezina Trophy is the league's top netminder 3 times and was named an All-Star 6 times. Esposito was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1988, the same year that Chicago retired his number 35 jersey. Tony Esposito was 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.